Proclamation number 2812 of July 15, 1943. Gracious and time. And yet this time has to be called a time of grace, for God helps people in every way to find the path of ascent. Time and again he makes his word accessible to them. He tries to guide them into truth, which alone directs their thoughts into the right direction. He tries to make them understand that they live their earthly existence for the sake of a higher goal in order to induce them to establish the right relationship with him. These are all favors which flow to people through his great love and mercy. And the believing person is also given extraordinary care in order to be able to successfully survive the final battle of faith. He will likewise provide them with extraordinary strength in the form of the divine word, which he will impart to them directly and which will strengthen the believers in the most difficult time of affliction. For he will be among them and, through his visible appearance, encourage and strengthen his own to fight for him. And even if it may seem as if God has abandoned people because the earthly hardship is so great, he is closer to them than ever. He is only waiting for their plea to be able to strengthen their souls, even if he abandons the body to earthly suffering. For it is not the body that is in danger, but only the soul, and the suffering that the body has to endure only serves to purify the soul, which will thank God one day in eternity. Where the human being does not decide of his own accord due to the weakness of his will, God urges him to make a decision, for he knows of the human being's weakness of will and comes to his aid, even though the human being as such is not yet able to recognize his help. Many an earthly life is shortened and therefore requires increased means of education in this short time. And that is why the time is so extremely painful, and yet it can be a blessing for many who, without suffering, would sink hopelessly into the abyss. It is a time of grace, even if it is a time of immense suffering, but only through such suffering can humanity still be transformed, whereas a carefree life only increases the distance from God and would no longer result in spiritual success. Yet the consequences are so extremely significant for those people who have failed in earthly life. The further course of development is so agonizing and dreadful that the suffering of the last days can be called minor because it is only of short duration compared to the suffering which the spiritual substance, which has failed on earth, has to go through. And this is why the suffering on earth still has to be regarded as grace. After all, it still gives people the opportunity to establish the bond with God and thereby avert the worst from themselves. The renewed banishment into a solid form after the end of this period of salvation. But this is the fate of the spiritual substance which remains resistant to God and which even the adversity and tribulation of the last days did not let it find its way back to God. These have ignored God's grace and must also accept the consequences. God's long-suffering, love and mercy are immense, yet the redemption of the spiritual has a goal. God, however, stands by the spiritual with all means of help. He still tries to save the souls which are not entirely in the adversary's power and therefore bestows grace upon people. And only the will of those is needed to let this grace take effect in themselves, then even the immense suffering of the last days will be a blessing. Amen.